And now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of February 14th. Mary Wilson, founding member of the Supremes, died February 8th at her home in Henderson, Nevada. At the time of death, no cause was announced. The Darlings of Motown, the Supremes, Mary Wilson, Florence Ballard, and Diana Ross scored 12 number one hits and were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1988. The founder of Motown, Berry Gordy Jr., called Mary Wilson the heart of the Supremes and the heart of Motown. In other news this week, John Lennon and Yoko Ono were the co-hosts of the Mike Douglas Show in television in 1972. This week in 61, Jackie Wilson was shot twice by a jealous lover. He recovered but lost a kidney as a result. The group Chicago formed this week in 1967, but not as Chicago Transit Authority. They had originally called themselves The Big Thing. Bobby V performed his first professional gig in 1959 this week. The winter dance party that he appeared at was unpaid, and he traveled 45 miles from Fargo, North Dakota with the Shadows so that they could earn $15 apiece. This week in 1958, Connie Francis, Pat Boone, and Jerry Lee Lewis performed for the first primetime Dick Clark Show. Ricky Nelson began his first ever tour as Rick Nelson this week in 1972. The Beatles made their second appearance this week on The Ed Sullivan Show in 1964. In 55, Little Richard sent his first audition tape to Future's record label Specialty Records. The very first Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass concert happened this week in Los Angeles in 1964. Also in 64, this week the Beatles went to see the Elvis Presley movie Fun in Acapulco at a drive-in theater in Miami, Florida. Carl Perkins left Sun Records for Columbia Records this week in 1958. In 1976, Tower of Power member Rich Stevens, who sang lead vocals on You're Still a Young Man, was arrested and later convicted for a drug-related triple homicide in San Jose, California. Cher filed for divorce from Sonny this week in 1974. Ricky Nelson joined the cast of his parents' radio show, The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, this week in 1949. James Taylor made his TV debut on the Johnny Cash Show in 1971. And in 1968, Jerry Marsden from Jerry and the Pacemakers began a 3.5-year run on the London stage in the production of Charlie Girl. In the studio, Aretha Franklin recorded Respect this week in 67. Neil Diamond cut Cherry Cherry in 1966. The Who recorded their Live at Leeds album at Yorkshire, England in 1970. Ray Charles recorded I Can't Stop Loving You in 62. The Marcells recorded Blue Moon in 61. Big Joe Turner recorded the original version of Shake, Rattle, and Roll this week in 1954. Aretha was also back in the studio this week, but in 1971, and she cut her version of Spanish Harlem. Brian Wilson began recording the Beach Boys' Good Vibrations this week in 1966. The Everly Brothers recorded two big songs this week in 1959, When Will I Be Loved and Let It Be Me. Ray Charles recorded What Did I Say in 1959. Simon and Garfunkel completed work on the original acoustic version of The Sounds of Silence this week in 1964. The Platters recorded The Magic Touch in 56. Larry Williams cut Dizzy Miss Lizzy in 58. Elvis recorded Kentucky Rain in 69. And the Beach Boys in the studio in 1964. And they recorded Don't Worry, Baby. Birthdays this week. Lily Bryan from Billy and Lily is 81. Phyllis McGuire from the Guire Sisters, born this week in 1931. Melissa Manchester is turning 70. Denny Zager, from Zager and Evans is 77. Alvin Cash, born in 39. Songwriter Brian Holland, along with Eddie Holland and Lamont Dozier, the big songwriting and production team from Motown, wrote many hits for the Supremes and the Four Tops. Brian Holland is having a birthday today, and he is turning 80. Sonny Bono, born in 1935. Herb and Hal Kalin, the Kalin twins, born this week in 1939. Bill Dockett, born in 1916. Songwriter Otis Blackwell, who wrote Don't Be Cruel, Handyman, Great Balls of Fire, and many, many others, born this week, 1931. Gene Pitney, born 1940. Bobby Lewis in 1933. Dodie Stevens is turning 75. Tommy Edwards, born in 22. Yoko Ono is turning 88 this week. Dennis DeYoung from Styx, 74. Robbie Bachman from Bachman Turner Overdrive, 68. John Travolta, 67. Irma Thomas is turning 80. Luke Christie, 78. Smokey Robinson, 81. Walter Becker from Steely Dan, born in 1950. And Jerome Giles from the J. Giles Band, born this week in 1946. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of February 14th. Thank you for listening. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.